Turning to sports on KNKX, the Mariners' pitchers and catchers report to spring training next week. This comes after the team's number one starting pitcher, Marco Gonzalez, agreed to a four-year, $30 million contract extension. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says it's the start of a slow turnaround. Art, what's the significance of this contract extension?
Well, the Mariners are actually hanging on to a player, which I think is a rare thing given what's happened. The Mariners last year churned through 67 players on their 25-man Major League roster. That was an all-time MLB record. I think it showed up in the attendance. The Mariners went from 2.3 million fans down to 1.8 million, partly because not only were they losing, they just didn't identify with the players. And Marco Gonzalez was their number one pitcher. He got a four-year, $30 million extension that kicks in after this season in 2021, and he's only 27 years old. So this guy is going to be around. He's going to be an anchor. He actually was one of only 11 pitchers in Major League Baseball to pitch 200 innings. And over the last two seasons, this guy has accumulated a 29-22 one-loss record, an ERA below four, and all the bad stuff that was going on with the Mariners, leading the league in errors, leading the league in strikeouts, misplays, it didn't bother him at all. He was like the Terminator who emerges from the fiery wreck of the fuel truck and just keeps walking.
Right, good analogy.
So I think that is really why he was rewarded, because they had to start somewhere, and Marco is a great guy to do so.
Well, speaking of starting somewhere, this is part of the Mariners' plan to re-engage with fans. You mentioned the decrease in attendance, so there's a need to reconnect, and that really starts with Marco Gonzalez, but it doesn't stop with him.
Right. I think what the Mariners want to do here, they understand that when they took the step back last year, it's going to be a big attendance fall off. The TV ratings were down. And a big part of the problem is that the Mariner fans can't trust to emotionally engage with players if they know these guys aren't going to be around. I think baseball has a huge advantage compared to other sports in intimacy. You connect with these guys. You see them throughout the course of the summer, and you know the backstories, and you know that they're married with kids or they grew up in this place, and all those kinds of things that help fans bond with baseball players. And the Mariners have foregone that in this teardown, because they got rid of all the veteran guys like James Paxton and Mike Zunino and Robinson Cano for prospects that will take several years to mature into Major League players. And I think that's really the big cost of any teardown. Baseball really does itself a disservice by making seasons irrelevant like the Mariners did last year and probably will this year. There's a reason behind it. I get it. There's probably no choice, but enduring the season doesn't feel good. It just is a disconnect, and they're trying to solve that by at least beginning with Marco Gonzalez.
Beginning with him, who else can fans connect to this season?
Well, I think the first baseman for this year should be Evan White. Even though he has not played a single major league game yet, the Mariners in November gave him a six-year deal for $24 million, and they expect him to be good enough to start. He was a former first-round draft pick. He's the kind of guy I think fans will connect with should he live up to these expectations. And they wouldn't have given him the contract. They didn't think he would. So I think that's a prospect that we're going to see play a lot this year. There are several more that are going to emerge out of spring training, but we won't know that until next week. But the corner is slowly being turned on the Mariner future this spring. And you're going to see that Gonzalez and Evan White are the two first pieces of the puzzle.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.